Sechtes Mekvois, Peri Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Previously we've learned that the Chachamim placed an injunction and a halacha of psul, if mayim she'uvim, water which was received in vessels to the amount of 3 lugan, if that fell into a mikveh prior to its filling up of 40 so'im of megishamim, it invalidates the mikveh. Furthermore, if the mikveh was filling up and less than gimelugim fell in of mayim she'uvim, and then the mikveh reaches the threshold of mem saw, so the bit of mayim she'uvim that fell into the mikveh does not invalidate the mikveh, but it does not contribute to the shear of the mikveh. And finally, if a mikveh is already completely full, it has met the criteria of 40 saw, so then, even if a lot of mayim she'uvim fall into the mikveh, it does not invalidate the mikveh. Says the Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Yossi says, Shnei mikvois, if one has 2 mikvois, She'im behem aboim sa, each one has less than 40 sa, and they are side by side next to each other, there's a wall that delineates and separates the 2 mikvois, V'naflu lezeh loig u'mechza, and to one mikveh fell in a loig and a half of mayim she'uvim, u'lezeh loig u'mechza, and to the other mikveh on the opposite side of the wall also happened to fall in a loig and a half of mayim she'uvim, and then afterwards nis'arvu, the wall fell down in between, and now you have a mikveh with a total of 40 sub, because each one, let's say, had 20 sub before they got combined, and now when they combined they have 40 sub, but they also now combined have 3 lugan of mayim she'uvim. So the Mishnah says, nevertheless, halacha is k'sherim, nikra aleihem shem psul. The name of psul did not fall upon this mikveh, meaning to say, when each mikveh before it had 40 saw, and the mayim she'uvim fell in, being that only a loig u'mechza fell into each one, which was short of the shear of psul of gimel lugan, so therefore at any given time the mikvehs were never called psul. So being that in one shot they became a memsa type of mikveh, they had 40 saw of mayim megishamim, so it doesn't bother us if at the very same time they were joined together, they have gimel lugan of she'uvim. But says the Mishnah, a mikveh she'ein boya boyim saw, if you have a mikveh that does not have 40 saw, and then the naflu boy shloish lugan, and then 3 lugan of mayim she'uvim fell into the mikveh, so now the mikveh becomes invalidated, and now necholik l'shnayim, the mikveh got divided into half, and each half, now we assume that the mayim she'uvim was totally mixed into the waters of the mikveh, so each part now has less than a full shear of shloish lugan. So then Allah is possible. The mikveh is possible, even if afterwards it reached the shear of memsa of megishamim, if neish nikra of shem psul, because at the time that the waters fell into the mikveh, it was a complete shear of 3 lugin, the mikveh was invalidated, so all the water in the mikveh becomes possible for mikvois, and therefore it doesn't help by adding on to it memsa afterwards. However, Rabbi Shua disagrees with Tanakama, and he holds that the mikveh is kosher, because there's a fundamental machlokes going on between Rabbi Yeshua and the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yeshua holds that when mayim she'uvim fall into the mikveh, they are only possible as long as there are 3 lugim that are intact. But if it comes a given time when we can argue that there is no longer a complete amount of 3 lugan in the water can reverse itself and become Torah again. However, Rabbi Yossi, who is the Tanakhama, holds that once 3 lugan fall to the mikveh, the actual waters of the mikveh become pasul, and therefore there's no way to reverse it. And the Mishnah continues, Shahoy Rabbi Shua Aimer, because Rabbi Shua would say, Kol mikveh she'ein bo yaboyim sa, any mikveh does not have 40 sa, enough loish loish lugan, and 3 lugan fell into it, and then Chasa afila kurtiv, even if a little bit of water becomes missing from the mikveh, kosher. The mikveh now is kosher, because in that little droplet that leaves the mikveh, we can assume that part of the gimel lugan has left as well, because we assume that the gimel lugan dispersed into every single part. part of the mikveh. So if a drop leaves the mikveh, in that drop, you have part of the gemulugin. So now the gemulugin also not full three gemulugin, and therefore the mikveh returns to its kosher status. The chacham oimrim, the chacham disagree, and they say lo'olam hi psula. It's always, it remains puzzle, even after the kurtav, even after the droplet leaves. Because once the waters of the mikveh became puzzle because of the nefilas gemulugin, the chacham puzzle the mikveh. However, even the chacham agree that there is a leniency over here, being that the din of gemulugin is only a din derabbanan. So, as we know, by every din derabbanan, there's a halacha of if you can be toiler, if you can rely and say that perhaps in a certain situation, the problem is no longer here, even though it's far-fetched, we're able to do that. So over here, Chachamim say, lo'olam hi b'psula. This mikvah will be puzzle once gemulugin fall into it before it had 40 sa'ah. Until we know with certainty that 40 sa'ah has left the mikvah and a little bit as well. What is the explanation to this? Because we say as follows. You had a mikvah, three lugin fell in, and then you had 40 sa'ah fell in. So those 40 sa'ah are puzzle because the mikvah is puzzle. Now fresh rainwater comes in and it starts washing out the old water. So leaving the mikveh, you have 40 sa'ah leave, it displaces, the new water displaces 40 sa'ahim. So now we say that the original 40 sa'ah became displaced, but we still have a chashash of having gemulugin in the mikveh. So when the oid, a little bit extra, a little bit more than 40 sa'ah leave the mikveh, we are comfortable to say that what has left the mikveh was the pasul water with a drop of the gemulugin. So now there's no longer gemulugin of shuv in the water, and the original waters which became pasul because of the gemulugin are no longer here as well, because we can rely that those are the waters that left the mikveh, and therefore the fresh rainwater is a kosher mikveh. And now the Mishnah continues. Mishnah Beis will explain to us how we go about this process of miluyoy v'oid. Says the Mishnah Beis, Perikim or Mishnah Beis, Keitzad, how do we determine miluyoy v'oid, this kula that was mentioned in the previous Mishnah? That a mikveh which has gemulugin can become kosher once we know that an entire amount of 40 sa'ah became displaced by fresh rainwater falling in, plus a drop extra to rely that the gemulugin are no longer intact. Let's say we have as follows. Habor shebechotze. You have a cistern or a ditch in a courtyard. Enough loish loish lugin. And three lugin of mayim shuvim fell in. So we say, lo'olam hu b'psulay. The mikveh is possible. Ad sheyetze mimenu maloy. Until the entire amount of the water of 40 sa'ah is displaced. Ve'oid. And a little extra in order to also rely on the fact that the gemulugin has now become diminished as well. Oi, another way to bring the status of the mikveh back and make it kosher, which is the process called hashoker, at sheyamid b'chotz haboyim so, until he digs another place, another hole in the mikveh, in the chotzer, in this courtyard, and he allows it to fill up with 40 sa'im of kosher rainwater. V'yitaru hel yoinim in hatachtoinim. And the upper mikveh, which let's say it's on an incline, so the higher mikveh is the one that's kosher, the lower one is the one that had the problem, that had the gemulugin fall into it. Now there's some form of connectivity between the two mikvehs. The stream goes from the upper one to the lower one, so now they're connected. And being that they're connected, this is a process called hashoka, which we'll learn about more elaborately later on in the Masechta. And through the process of a shaka, we can kasha a mikveh which is not kosher from a mikveh which is kosher. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah poisel. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in this case says it will be possible, because over here we're not talking about two mikvehs that are right next to each other, where hashaka certainly helps, but rather they're distant from each other. And in order to be maksha, we have to come onto a mechanism called gur asik or gur achis, to which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah does not subscribe. He does not hold that we will envision the two mikvahs being one unit if they are distant from each other. Elam came pokak, unless he has stopped up the mikvah, meaning to say, or posak, which the Mefarshim explained, means the first process of the Mishnah, which is meluyoy v'oy, that fresh water runs into the mikvah and displaces the old water to the point where we know that a full measurement of 40 sa'ah plus part of the gemulugin has left, and then we can rely that the mikveh now is genuinely the fresh rainwater, and then the mikveh is kosher.